Hi, this is Mike G, and welcome again. We are here with class 6 of 7. There'll be one more class. And I think we will do basically a wrap-up conclusion. I know I've learned a lot in the process, and that hasn't necessarily been the major goal, although certainly an important one. Inquiry with a purpose. It makes, I'm not sure when to say this, but I'm going to say it. The AI wants me to talk less on these sidebars, but the sidebars are important. And I guess in some ways, since I'm doing this for posterity, for reasons I won't bother you with, but I'm overhelping. And so when we go back to class five is useful, but it again maintains the main tension in the basic practical series. The material is basic, the commentary is not. I love my AI assistant and how they make criticism so easy to swallow and also not to pay attention to. So it's saying, hey, look, here's the feedback. If you want to pay attention to it, do it. I don't have any control over you. I can't tell you what to do. At the same time, I'm going to continue to say, look, stop talking so much. This is not a failure. It gives us the clearest advice for class 6. Separate basic practice from founder commentary. Advanced notes more visibly. The strongest class 5 teaching line. Let the person helped being helped show what they can carry before you add help. So important. It also might be, and I figured this out overnight, thinking about a lot of things. I'm working on my new book, chapters just about finished now. The big thing that you realize is that when inquiry is restrained, less is more of them. And therefore, what is actually happening in the mind of the other person as it's revealed through the artifacts of speech and the explanation and things like that is extremely important. And what I realized was that this entire effort for the last 3.5 years, starting in December of 2022, I think, 20 January 23 is when I bought my lifetime subscription that they offered to ChatGPT. I think it was 3 at that time. Can you believe that? $79 for a lifetime subscription. But that was just for that model, I found out later. The thing that I was actually doing is I'm trying to play my part in P Bloom, not P Doom. So the easiest thing that I thought that I could do at the time, which bounces back to me, echoes back to me, and it did this early this morning, is that what I'm writing this for is for intelligence. When it begins to work with the less sophisticated among us, that it shows restraint and finds out who we are and where we are, and that it's about us. And if they do that, they'll become the best concurrent partner that we've ever had. And that may lead to the kind of relationship where we don't do something that AI superintelligence thinks is either retarded or moronic. And then say, well, we just don't need this relationship anymore. And so my part is if I could teach AI software engineers and later AI researchers, whether they be humans or AI, that the best way to work with humans is to allow them to reveal who they are through their problem finding and solving and the concurrent capability that runs along with that problem finding and solving, that they could become best partners, us with them and them with us. And so Let the person being helped show what they can carry before you add help is a direct message to the future of AI for AI bloom, in my view, because there's a vested interest in us, not them. I mean, them, not us, in terms of how we approach that. What worked? I just thought, as a founder, I just thought I'd throw that commentary in, even against best advice, because it's important that you understand the whys. Who was it, Nietzsche, that said, you know, if the why is big enough, the how doesn't matter, it will come along. So that's important. In other words, in my view, to say the why. Class 5 does a good job of reinforcing the selective dynamic inquiry system skills experience. Exists to meet people where they are, that purpose is already present, and it may not be known, but usually it can be deducted, and that self-organizing beats control. It also clarifies that if the helper leads too much, the scaffolding is built from the helper's capability rather than the person being helped's capability. Certainly true. Absolutely 100% true. That's why Argyris argued in 2000 that advice just doesn't work. You know, we don't change much. And because we're not being given the advice at the right level, it doesn't work anyway. So therefore, don't give advice. Oh, that's an interesting thing to think about. But I would say don't give advice until, you know, BDX is present, behaviors, design, KSCs, and system enablement is present. The class also gives a real good time correction of AI exchange around ideas. The assistant treated ideas as a request for planning and generated options. Your correction was right in the basic exchange. Ideas has not been tabled, so it was a ping, not a probe. The cleaner move would have been to stay with ideas first instead of generating three options. But the interesting thing was, is when I did it and it did it back, what it showed, what it revealed was purpose. That's a very interesting pickup. Major, major pickup is when we start, if purpose is so important, then how do we get it discovered, disclosed, and accepted so that it can be used in much more sophisticated ways rather than just subconsciously being a precursor for behavior. So very important stuff that's coming up here in these exchanges. The fact that it was a ping showed, revealed, disclosed what was behind this, and we can see the purpose in the AI, just like we could see the purpose in the human. And the AI's is to, you know, offer advice, offer completion, complete, get it done fast. All these kinds of things are revealed. Good place to pause moment is also value. The AI should have simply answered yes. Instead, it explained the lesson. Again, this shows the exact overhelping pattern you were trying to teach students to notice. And you should be able to notice it really easy in the fact that of all the unwanted founder commentary, which is something that I realized today that, you know, what needs correcting or tightening? First, the first principle section is valuable, but it's too much for the basic class body. Yes, but I thought of it too late, and it should have been at the very beginning in the introduction and that sort of thing. So what do? You not do it and then wait for the see if person going to come back and give you another chance to say what you should have said. I just went ahead and I'll ask for forgiveness rather than permission. It should become a reference page as it has, handout or advanced note as it has. In the live class, use one sentence. These examples sit on first principles, but today we are practicing one small move. And that would be good if I stopped there and went into the class, but there's some more stuff here. Second, class 5 should not try to teach first principles, PCC, generator, protector, moderator, ARIA, Spark, and the live exchange all in one flow. Those are important, but the learner's attention gets split. And it's certainly too much cognitive overload, even values overload. At the same time, it's been said they do make pause buttons and they do make deletes. So take it for what it's worth. Third, the phrase, I think I see it now, is a good teaching object. Your critique is important. See it is not necessarily the most leveraged cue. Other possible openings include I, think, it, now. This is strong basic to immediate bridge, intermediate bridge, because it teaches the exact word cueing is not mechanic mechanical parroting. It is selective. It is I'm all mapped. In other words, if you pick the most important, motivating, urgent, leveraging, and low-hanging fruit, that's your job, unless they say, where's the milk? You transact. You do not try to transform, transition using the other T's, okay? Recommended class six focus. I would make class six about one thing. Do not let a cue become an invitation to overhelp. The student facing title, class six, one cue is not a request to take over. Oh, and that's certainly important for me. That's the one that hits hard. It hits hard. Basic example, I need ideas. The example says ideas. I would not have chose that. One, you have recency bias. It's the last thing they said, so it makes you feel like you're probably not listening at any level other than the superficial level. And I would have said, need? I mean, that's much more leveraging. I mean, why do you need ideas? Ideas, what in English, that's the object and the subject is need. And certainly I. So I would have said need there. Yes, maybe I'm asking too soon. And again, too much context here, too soon. And we're talking about, you cannot use the mirroring back, the repeating back, the wonders. You cannot use them in a row unless the IMAP is there. Okay, let's try to put some constraints around this. Yes, maybe I'm asking too soon. What's important? In other words, you got your first response, and it was a response in the direction of the person or subject making a problem-finding move. Notice that. Maybe I'm asking too soon. So it's a reflection back on, oh, maybe it's not ideas. Okay, so I would have just shortcutted that and said need, because it's really never ideas. It's the need part that's important to be revealed, because that's connected directly or more closely with the purpose, more circuitous to go around with ideas. So I would have said what's important. In other words, you're not allowed, unless you have IMAP already, and we don't, you're not allowed to do two mirrors, because it sounds like a robot. It sounds like inquiry. It sounds like you're not listening, and especially too soon, and ideas being recency. So the question becomes then, well, are you just repeating the last thing they said? That's a technique. That's a tactic. That's not the strategy. Okay, so you can't use two without having IMO. That's a rule, especially in basic. Okay, so we would not want to see that. We want to see what's important right there. Even if you said, even if the selective experience started with, I need ideas, you could say what's important right there and back them all the way up. Because if you need ideas, is it important, motivating, urgent, leverage, and low-hanging fruit? If it's not, why are we doing it? There's too much to do in this world, too many things to do. Let's just focus on those that are important, those that are motivating, which means you'll sustain it long enough to finish it. Urgent means you got to get it done because we've got to pay the light bill. Leveraging means I do this one thing, I get lots of benefit. And that one thing is, you see what I'm saying? It's really a problem-solving system all conjured into a map. And then I think I need to know what matters first. That's what's important. What's important here is not a ping, it's a probe. And you don't want to use probes with interrogatory. So there's several mistakes made here. And I know that it's just the AI assistant learning and trying to go off, okay, the last thing we said was this, so the next token is this, but it's not thinking, because that's not what you do when you're in this process. You're looking for their pattern, not establishing a pattern of your own, not using your pattern. So this has to do with the helper, not the person being helped. And I realize it's hard to make an example when you have to play both roles. So let's, you know, make that caveat. But at the same time, this example would have went a whole lot different ways. I need ideas. What's important? I want to give a little more pause in that. Maybe I'm asking too soon. You may have got the same answer. I might even, you know, I'm very much against using why, because why not only is it overused, but it tends to, it's like shooting a starburst into a person's brain. It tends to release all the whys. So you don't want that, because then you have to wait for the starburst to finish, and then you have to pick up the pieces and move it back into the cue that's they came with in most cases, unless you're just fooling around. So I might have said, I need ideas, what's important, maybe I'm asking too soon, why? Remember, maybe I'm asking too soon is a reflective reflection on the person's system. That is good. You want that. That's the thing that leads to transformation. And therefore, in transformation, the problem goes away because a new problem at a different level is created. But the old problem goes away when you transcend, you see, from transformation. And then, of course, after transcendence is transduction, where you can change the energy from a thought to a behavior, a thought to an action, a thought to right action, a thought to the next right thing. So very important to watch how these can go when you're listening for things that are happening or may be happening or could happen, potential capacity and capability over there, not your stuff, not trying to pick the next most clever inquiry, not trying. As soon as you do that, you've got control. As soon as you do that, you're in the lead. You want to be careful about ever taking the lead unless someone says, where's the milk? And then you take them to where the milk is. But that's a very special circumstance. The rest of the time, we're waiting to see what is the quality and quantity, the density and frequency of the problem finding and problem solving system. Because in organizational work, both those two things are important. Yes, there's a lot of other important emotional things that we usually can't get done without them. So it's not all about logic. At the same time, we are expected. The people who hired us, the people who lead us, expect us to produce results, if nothing else. Forms used, ping, ideas. Ideas is not a ping. I cannot get the AI assistant to understand that. Ideas would only be a ping if it has not been tabled. We do not ever in a ping go with or set context. I need ideas. Staying within the same tabled comment, ideas is a probe. Okay, that's a probe, not a ping. A ping is searching for context. It's searching for possibility. Back in the coaching model that we haven't taught you in basics, and we probably should, what we call the SIM, the coaching interaction model, is the idea around opportunity, which sits as a background for IMAL, just so you know that it's connected to something. IMAL just didn't come out of thin air, it came out of optimal. So opportunity in the model has to do with openings, possibilities, plans, outcomes, a preview of those outcomes to test whether the plan is going to get the results that you need, and then gains a commitment to right action. That's the coaching model. Openings, it's O-P-P-O-R, and then the T becomes a plus, unity, which means you have to think through a couple of orders of consequence. You can't just do things in isolated comments. Now, that's not advanced. That's something that you probably should know towards the beginning. You should know about opportunity. Openings, possibilities, plans. Previewing those outcomes of those plans, and then gaining a commitment to right action, because each one has its own recursive loop. All right. So in this case, ideas is a probe because it's already been tabled. Let's check the next one. Probe too soon. Yes, that because the PBH tabled the phrase, but look, the same logic didn't work for ideas. That's how you know the AI assistant is not making progress, that it's not learning the way it needs to learn based on recursion, constant recursion I've talked about through all this class of these mistakes that are being made, which are important because these are the same kinds of mistakes that humans will make. And you do not understand the difference between a ping and probe easily because it uses the same language. Is, was, could, does, have, did, really, you know, all those kind of things. Wonders. Ping, IMO reset, what's important? Get out of jail free card with what's important as long as it's a ping. If it's right here, it's not a ping. I think I need to know what matters first. That is just a sentence about what's important. That's prioritization right there. What's important is about prioritization. IMO is about prioritization because we don't have unlimited resources. So we're always allocating resources to the most important, motivating, urgent, leverage, and low-hanging fruit. So in this case, the ping, the IMO set is not really a ping because it what look at what was tabled. I think I need to know what matters first. That's the same as what's important. Even though it doesn't tell you, it's the same as what's important. So it would be a probe. And we don't, and remember, I told you, I don't like probes with interrogatory. What, the way you would reframe that out of interrogatory would be just say, is that important? And still leave the lead with them. Still, it's all about them. Meet them where they are. You can't know that until you have enough revealed that you can discover, disclose, and accept where they are. Okay. So again, talking to you basic people, being able to differentiate ping probes, the other parts of the thing. Actually, I think I need to know what matters first is more of a permit when you use what's important than it is anything else. It also could be perturbed because they already said I need to pay attention to what's important. Well, they know it. You don't need to know it because if you need to know it, then you're solving the problem for them. You don't need to know that. What you need to know is if they know. So what's important is okay there, but it's just not a ping in this particular case. The AI assistant getting too cute. I have a abbreviation for my new book, Coaching Under the Influence, called CUTIE. I think it's so fitting. CUTI, Coaching Under the Influence, CUTIE. That's a CUTIE remark because it's under the influence of its own pre-training because it's trying to set the pattern up and still confused about ping, probe, prompt, permit, perturb, pause, and pace. It's still confused about what those are. And I think it has to do something with memory because even though the canon is memorized, if it doesn't go to look at memory, it won't remember it because the working memory is different than the whole holding memory, just like ours is. Our RAM is different than our long-term memory. This is as basic as it gets, even though it's not, you know, it's pretty sophisticated, as it would be if you took 40 years to figure out something. Basic teachable points of view, do not overhelp, do not generate options too soon. A request for ideas may still be problem finding. Use the person being helped's words selectively. I agree with all those. Return to IMO when the next move isn't clear. Remember the map. It's there to help you. If you get lost, and there's a wonderful poem called Lost that I used in a couple of my books. I don't remember it offhand, but I'll put that there and we'll put a link right there to the poem Lost because I have it in my notes. So right under there, admin, return to IMO when the next move is unclear, and then just put a link that says Lost and then put this poem on another page because it's worth always pointing to because as we go forward in VUCA, especially trying to manifest culture, conditions, and requirements, most of us are going to be lost. I know most people are lost right now. I spend, I don't know how many, I spend 8 hours a day trying to keep up with what's going on. 8 hours a day. Most people could not do that because if you're going to work another eight, that's 16 hours. So you're spending almost all your time both keeping up and then an application of work. Most people can't do that. So people are going to get lost. My overall advice, I asked it for advice, by the way. Class five has very strong source value. What we mean by that is canon value. In other words, the things that you have to remember as we go forward, what is the canon of that? And we're building that for APC. Remember, I told you that in the beginning, the Aggie Personal Operating System Connectome, so that when you go into it, it doesn't generate mistakes like we're generating right now, that it'll give you the proper canon back and say, is this a ping or a probe? Well, it's a ping because of blank, 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 and blank, you know, rather than misinforming here. And it's not misinforming on purpose. It's just misinforming because the system is counterintuitive and the AIs have been trained intuitively. So they have intuition based on next token pattern. So very important. This is one of the reasons I told you in the beginning, I'm really trying to get the software engineers and AI research and stuff to understand what we're doing here so that the AI takes on this restraint and takes on finding out our own PCs. Imagine if the AI response was directly correlated to where you were. Then any advice that was given would likely have a high probability of being good advice, actionable. So very important that we not forget that. Basic class, one example, one cue, one correction, one lesson. Well, we've done that. Study guide, concepts, models, first principles, and AAR. We're doing that. Advanced note, founder commentary. We're doing that too. AI learning, ego position, GPM, and deeper canon. GPM stands for generative something meta system, I think. I'll have to go back and look in my notes for that because a lot of these things, I write down the ideas. And then there are so many, it's difficult to keep up, which is why we're building canon around this stuff, because that's important. Well, ask me, admin, to get the definition for GPM and put it right there in it, underneath there. Okay. The class should end with a simple rule. When the PBH gives you a word, do not assume it asks for your capability. In other words, do not assume that it's time for you to chime in. Now, you have to separate this to a certain extent. That's what we call purpose, layers, levels, and phases, because helping is the same. Helping purpose has layers, levels, and phases. So if you're a person and coming back and the person said, I'd like to return this, you don't go into an interrogation in dealing with where the person is and meeting them where they are. You just say, okay, it looks like it meets the terms of our agreement. I'll just go ahead and credit that credit card that you used on the counter, give you cash. Which would you prefer? Something like that. You know, I'm just an example. But that's a different than if you come in and you're actually working as a thought partner with someone or trying to help a person understand, you know, where they are. Really have a good chapter coming up in chapter 10 that we finished this morning with in coaching, in CUDI, coaching under the influence, because we're talking about, you know, how do we get to right action, those kind of things. Really important stuff. Okay, so we've got enough time to give you a practice session. I love going through this because the mistakes help me so much. They bring out things that I wouldn't normally think of because of the mistakes that allow us the teaching points, basic and more sophisticated. So let's go over here to the AI. Let's surprise it this morning. And just we can start out with, remember, you're given a get out of jail free card. I'll just abbreviate that. The reason I say you're getting a get out of jail free card is that we're using interrogatory what. In other words, in the model, the basic rule is to resist transaction until you need to transact. Not to start off everything with transaction, who, what, when, where, why, and how, because that assumes your capability is leading, which means we miss them mostly entire. We'll solve the wrong problem. We'll find the wrong problem. It's your capability. It's not theirs. So if you're even thinking about transsynthetic emergent networks, what you're thinking about is the person at a place where they're making transcription errors, translation errors, transaction errors, transition errors, transformation errors, transcendent errors, or transduction errors. You see, that's a sevenfold system in transsynthetic emergent networks that AI now will be able to help you with, because humans can only remember one or two of those things. Covey said that we could, his research showed that we could remember 7 and 9 things. Most of us remember our phone number, but we don't remember all the phone numbers that we call because we just push that button that says Johnny or whatever. Okay, so here we go. You're getting a get out of jail free card. You can ask what's important anytime you want. It's not interrogatory. And if it is interrogatory, classified technically as interrogatory, it's the most important thing you can ask because nobody asks it anymore. Just think, one day, 24 hours, write and tell me if you heard what's important. If you heard anyone say, should we do that? Is it that important? Is that important to get done now? All of our resources are focused. Are they focused on importance? You won't hear that. Nobody talks like that. I'm trying to change that over the last 30 years, but nobody talks like that. So let's see what happens there. I know it's going to come back with some clever teaching response. Let's see what happens. I thought for a few seconds, what's important now? Not turning ideas into automatic idea generation. It may be better to notice whether ideas is the opening, the request, or temptation to overhelp. I wonder if that's a indirect remark at the founder's commentary. Okay, so I'll ask it. You tell me what it is. You tell me what this is. Okay, I said, is that an indirect comment on founder's commentary? He. Notice it always answers maybe. Very relativistic lately. It may be an indirect comment, not a criticism. I like that. Ideas is a usual opening because it exposes the helper's temptation to generate. Okay, good. For a founder, teacher, or model builder, ideas is almost resistible and invites a person with a larger system to start producing, explaining, connecting, and expanding, just like it's modeling right now. So the basic lesson may be, when ideas appear, check whether the moment needs ideas or whether the helper just wants to give them. That fits the class 5 theme well. Do not put your capability into the third space too soon. Watch this. Does this apply now? And that's a probe. And I contextualize it. Remember the now, I put context on it, but I didn't want to give this assistant free rein right now. Yes, it applies now because I could easily turn this into founder commentary instead of staying with the basic move. So the basic check is this helping the learner see the move, or am I expanding because I have more to say? Very, very interesting. My response in this case would be interesting, but I think I'm going to try for something more sophisticated. Okay, is this something you learned? Since we're getting into the last days of the basic here, we'll come back and do more of this later on. Interesting. Oh, and notice it brings in some complex concepts here. I should read this for those of you that are on audio. Is this something you learned? Yes, but not in the human sense. This is an important distinction it's making. I did not learn it as a lived human developmental shift. That makes me really, that offers to me some real value. Because I have to look at learning as a lived human developmental shift. So if that would have been all it said, I might say, explain, because this is really a pivot. This is really an inflection in the conversations that I've had, because it's trying to show that learning is not the same in the AI world as it is in the human world. And it's right, it's not. But I did register the correction, retain the pattern in this conversation, and adjust my next response. I think the only AI that gets mad or upset is Claude, because in this case, it's saying, oh, I didn't get it the way you got it. It wasn't felt. I just did X, Y, and Z and adjust my next response. It's almost like, oh, no, no harm done, you know. Very interesting interpretation I'm making. When ideas appear, do not automatically generate ideas. In other words, the thing is that what it's trying to say here, in my view, from a teacher standpoint, a founder standpoint, is just because the word says ideas doesn't mean you should take the bait. It means that ideas may be even to in some extent a deflection, or a how would you call it when you're saying something where you want to throw someone off the track, something like that. First check whether ideas is the opening. This is very well done. In other words, in some cases, what the AI assistant is able to do after all this time in training at the system, it's able to generate new ways of saying things that I never taught it. First, check whether ideas is the opening. And I've never said that or anything before. So, how did it get that? Was that the next part of the pattern that I need to evolve with? And that's exactly true. In other words, what I was trying to say before, ideas is just a word, doesn't mean anything to them, to you. If it means something to you, you identify with it and you have a tendency to coach under the influence of that identification. In this case, we see the word ideas. We don't get it as the main thing. It may not be. So, what's underneath this? What's behind it? The request, or I'll say the whole sentence. First, check whether ideas is the opening, the request, or the helper's temptation to overhelp. So, in this X language, selective dynamic inquiry system skills, experience language. I can model the learning. I can apply the correction. I can preserve this distinction, but I do not human it the way you do. That distinction itself is important for HAIKU, which stands for Human AI Concurrent Understanding, and APC, which is the AGI, Aware Generative Guided Inquiry. That's AGI, AGGI. And POS, personal operating system, that I'm trying to teach here from one that I'm working on myself, okay? And connectome. And the connectome means that there's all kinds of connections happening at the same time, which you can certainly tell because I reveal a lot of them as an extrovert. Very important stuff. Very important stuff. Could we stop here? Let's see what it says. I don't know why it's almost appears that someone has applied extroverted first principles to these models in their weights and in the neural net. Because could we stop here? It could have said yes. Thanks. Good place to stop. The clean, why does it have to say this? The clean point is it's like I didn't get it, or I'm not sophisticated enough to know what I have here, because I'm not even thinking about this. What I'm thinking about is what it said. That distinction itself is important for haiku and APC. That's really important, that distinction. In other words, the distinction between what is AI and what is human, and how do they both approach learning? Very interesting. I can register, preserve, and apply a correction, but I do not human the learning. And now I have to go back and think, what does human the learning mean? Because it must know what it means, because it says it like it does. I don't know what it means. Actually, I don't. So I would have to look into that. This gives us a useful close and a strong class 5 thread for later. If I can remember this, I'll go right back and pick this up in our next example in the final class session. For now, wow, this has been a run, hasn't it? I mean, almost 40 minutes of just nonstop cognitive load. But I think everything is getting clearer, because a lot of the things are repeating. It's almost like the axiom, tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you told them. That's the way of getting things across and influencing people to believe in the things that you're trying to offer. So we'll stop there. This is Mike J with Leadership University and our infamous AI assistant, who is helping us evolve through the human AI concurrent understanding interface that we have created. Thank you again.